Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in North County Dublin, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel here in Portmarnock? The Oasis Bar below our studio here is a fantastic bar. It really is. It's a lovely, cozy atmosphere at any time of the night or day, and the food is amazing. The menu is actually fantastic. So if you're looking for a bite to eat, pop along to the White Sands Hotel. And as I said, the Oasis Bar is just below our studio here. Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? So our Jeremy took a little trip on over last weekend to a far-flung corner of the globe. Well, it wasn't that far.
It doesn't matter where I was.
It doesn't matter where he was, yeah.
My own private business.
But on his way, on the aeroplane, he got accosted by a passenger.
Now, let's not use the word accosted. It wasn't air rage now, but there was words had.
Okay, so there was words had. And what do those words consist of?
The words pretty, okay. So I was on the flight going to London. I'll tell you where I was going. I was going to London. So it's only an hour long flight. Mm-hmm. And about 10 minutes or 15 minutes into the flight, the people sitting behind us, or they really behind us or beside us, I can't remember. But one of them spoke out, and he wasn't speaking directly to me. You know when someone talks, they know you're talking, they're mm-hmm. talking about you, but they haven't got the guts to say it to your face. And he said something in the vein of, I can't believe there are still gobshites who are wearing nappies on their faces. And the person beside him, the girl who was with him, I presume his girlfriend, started laughing. She says, yeah, fucking Aegis, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was obviously talking about me because I was, in fact, wearing a face mask on the flight. As I am recording this podcast at the moment.
I can hear the bloody thing.
I'm wearing a face mask at the moment. You wouldn't know if you're listening to the podcast.
You would, because I can hear it making noise.
Okay. If you're listening closely, you will know. Anyway, I can't believe there's still gobshites that are wearing nappies. And I simply turned around. Of course, my wife got very annoyed with me because she hates when I speak up in public like this. And I said, mind your own fucking business. It's none of your concern why I'm wearing a mask. Anyway, wore a mask on the flight over. On the way home from holidays, wore a face mask on the flight again, as I'm wearing now, because I wanted to do. We won't get into it at the moment.
We have to, because this anyway, is part of the conversation.
My issue was the looks you get in the airport and on the plane when you are wearing a face mask, which I'm wearing now. Now, my issue is, and again, it's nobody's business why I wore the face mask.
You're going to have to take that thing off, the bloody noise it's making.
Yeah, I'll take it off in a second. It's actually quite comfortable.
You didn't shave today, obviously, because that's all I can hear is your beard.
Yeah. Sorry for not shaving. It doesn't matter why I was wearing it or why I wasn't wearing it.
No, it actually does. I think that's the most important bit of information.
I'm not prepared to say at the moment.
So hang on, you were in Dublin Airport heading to London. Were you wearing a mask walking around Dublin Airport?
Only when we were queuing up, when everybody was together.
Okay, anyway. so you got into the queue for the plane, and you put on your mask then, and you kept it on until you got off at Heathrow. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And on the plane, somebody made a smart comment at you for wearing a mask, being a fucking gobshite.
No, I wasn't the only person on the plane wearing a mask.
Obviously, probably about three.
My wife was wearing one as well, and there was a few other people wearing one.
Okay, the others were probably 80-odd.
No, they weren't. No, they actually weren't. Well, I didn't check out their ages. And on the way back again, no comments on the way back, but just the looks that people were giving me, like I had six arms. And I just find that bizarre. Now, here's the thing. As I said, I'm not going to get into why I was wearing one.
No, that is very important. Had you got COVID?
No, I didn't. It's absolutely nobody's business why I was wearing.
It really is.
But no, it's not. But
so we're going to have a conversation and you're not even going to explain why you wore the bloody thing.
Unless you take it off.
Take it off, yeah. It's really annoying me. Yeah, get that off you.
Why is it annoying you, though? My issue is, why does it annoy other people that I wore a mask? And I'm just fixing myself here.
Well, I'll be honest. I was on a flight, as you know, over the last few days as well. And I found myself looking at people wearing masks
like they had
20 heads.
Why, though?
Why in God's name are they still doing that?
Okay, well, when was the last time you were at the dentist?
Last year.
yeah, you probably need to go. When you go into the dentist and the dental nurse,
because he's breathing over you.
No, everybody in the dental surgery wears, not only the dentist, the dental nurse will wear it, the receptionist in my GP's office wears a mask.
Mine.
Well, they do in mine. When I go to book an appointment, she's wearing a mask. What? And pardon my French here, but what fucking business is it of anybody, and how does it affect your
When I see somebody with a mask on who is young and fit and healthy, I just think they're absolute snowflakes now. I really do.
Snowflakes.
And I'm going to push you to find out why you wore a bloody mask.
And again,
you got COVID?
I am deliberately.
You're a bloody snowflake.
I am deliberately.
Okay, you remember before COVID started.
Let me finish the fucking sentence. I am deliberately not answering. Why?
No, well, okay, then you're a snowflake. That's why you were wearing it. I don't want to get COVID. I don't want to get the flu. Well,
okay, so you're just going to make up the reason I didn't wear it because I'm not saying it. It's none of anybody's business. Now, here's Natasha straight away. We'll never wear a mask again. Yep. Pure BS.
I agree with her wholeheartedly.
I've invited John to the show, Natasha. There's Cara. You're invited on as well. Snowflakes. You completely don't understand what the word snowflake is.
I think you're an absolute snowflake wearing a bloody mask.
Well, a snowflake.
Have you a lung infection?
A snowflake, by the way, is someone who gets offended by something. I'm not offended by anything. In fact, Cara, I put it to you that the only snowflake in this whole scenario was the person sitting behind me on the plane who passed comment. They were the person that was offended. Imagine getting offended. Where's the mask gone? Imagine getting offended by a little piece of material. I mean, Cara, I wouldn't get offended if you wore a bra on a plane.
Okay, you remember before COVID. So
can I just say, if you're all going to come on me on today's show with snowflake, fuck off, because that's not what a snowflake is. A snowflake is someone who gets offended by things easily. I'm not offended by anything. I'm not the one that's offended.
Okay, you remember.
Shut up for a second.
Shut up.
It's all you people who are getting triggered by it. You are the snowflakes. You are literally offended by a piece of material that's, 6 by 2 inches? Fucking
okay,
snowflakes.
You remember at the start of COVID in March 2020, when it was all starting to kick off, yeah? We did an experiment in Dublin City Centre where I walked around wearing a mask and looked at the looks that I got from people. Isn't that right? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And we did get looks because we knew... it was likely to be coming down the track that we were going to have to wear masks. Yeah. Now, it didn't happen for another while. But anyway, we were wearing masks, walking around town, and we got looks from people. My point is, we're now back to that. We're now back to where we were.
People
just find it odd. Find it just odd. Why in God's name?
Well,
let me ask you then. You were in London. Yeah.
No, let me finish for a second. This has nothing to do with COVID. If you remember, before COVID even existed, Asian people would wear masks
for the air pollution.
For the air pollution and stuff like that.
No air pollution on an airplane.
That's not what I'm saying. I have my own reasons, and my wife has her own reasons. My issue is not that. My issue is that why would you be upset and triggered by something that absolutely has no effect in your life? How does me sitting on a plane with 250 other passengers, if you were on the same plane as me, yeah? Mm-hmm. How would it affect your wife in any life in any way that I'm wearing a mask? How does it affect your life? How does it affect your flight?
It doesn't affect it at all.
If anything, it's actually a good thing because I'm protecting the rest of you because maybe I have a cough or a cold and I'm not passing it on to you. So you should be actually thanking me instead of saying snowflake, snowflake, snowflake.
Snowflakes. Okay,
And again, I would say to every single one of you, if you are triggered by a little bit of material, the next time you're in with your doctor or in with your dentist, if you're going into a dentist this week to get a filling done, when the dentist calls you in, you should turn around to the dentist and say, "You're a fucking snowflake. I don't want you taking my fillings out. Why are you wearing a mask?"
It's a slightly different scenario. You're in a healthcare environment. In a healthcare environment. Let me ask you then. Okay, so you were in London, yeah? Did you go to any shows in London?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, very good, very good. So you were in a theatre, packed theatre.
Yeah, it was a big open theatre, though.
What's a big open theatre?
No, I didn't wear one in the theatre for that, but I did wear one on the tube when we were on the tube, because you're like sardines.
You wore one on the train?
On the tube. Have you ever been on the tube?
Of course
in London,
I have, yeah.
During rush hours, on people call. Again, I don't need to explain myself. This is not about me. This is about the rest of you who get triggered by a little piece of material. It's pathetic. It's actually...
I think you're the pathetic one.
No, I'm not the pathetic one.
I'm afraid of getting the flu.
Sorry, I haven't told you why I'm wearing the mask. Why are you jumping to assumptions?
Because I can think of two reasons you would wear a mask. One is that you have COVID and you don't want to spread it, or you have the flu and you don't want to spread it. And the other is you don't have either and you don't want to catch it.
So supposing I did have the flu and I didn't want to pass it on to other other people. Is that not a good thing?
Yeah, no, that's possibly
so
a good thing.
So if I was on, okay, let me, but you didn't have the flu.
I know you didn't have the flu.
Okay, well, let me say this to you then. Let me ask you a question, yeah? If I was sitting beside you on a plane next week, you didn't know me from Adam, and I'm sitting next to you, yeah? And you are having your dinner on the plane, yeah? And I'm coughing and spluttering beside you, and I'm not putting my hand over my mouth, and I'm sneezing over your side. Would you be annoyed with me?
Possibly, yeah.
There you go. Thank you. Argument finished. Podcast.
But were you coughing? No, you weren't sick.
No, but I'm just saying.
So I know that's not the reason. I know it's not the reason. I know you weren't sick.
Yeah, snowflake.
We're talking about people who are still wearing face masks on an airplane or on the train or on the bus. Why are you still doing it?
I want to know that. It's none of your business. That is not the question.
Here, Jeremy.
No.
Hang on. As you know, before 4 years
that's
ago,
not
yeah,
the question,
before that... 4 years ago, you would never, ever see anybody in Ireland wearing a face mask. And the only people you would see would be maybe the odd Asian wearing one. Yeah. It just didn't happen.
But how did we survive then?
How did we survive?
Maybe what's happened now is maybe the whole COVID thing has made people realise more that there are germs in the air. And what harm? Okay, what harm? If you can answer that question...
I just think it's pathetic, to be honest with you.
Tell you why I wore a mask if you can tell me what harm it did to anybody.
It didn't do any harm to anybody, it's just pathetic.
You can't answer the question.
Up till 2020, none of us wore a mask and we all survived. We're still here to tell the tale.
We still put our hands over our mouth when we coughed and sneezed. Do you know why we do that?
Yes.
And why do we say excuse me and God bless you when we cough and sneeze?
To stop spreading your germs.
Do you know where that comes from?
God bless you.
Yeah, do you know where it comes from?
No.
Okay, it comes from the Black Plague, which killed millions and millions of people back in the day. And before the Black Plague came along, when people coughed and sneezed, they never covered their mouths or noses because they didn't realise about particles and all that, yeah? And then when the Black Plague came along, people were told, it might actually be better if you cover your nose and your mouth and say, God bless you, because the person might die if you sneeze them. That's where that came from. So we've learned now that covering your mouth and your nose when you sneeze is probably...
Still do that.
Yeah, because it's called fucking manners. That's what it is.
So still do that. No need for the mask.
It doesn't affect you.
It doesn't affect me. I just think it's a bit pathetic. We survived up till 2020 without a face mask.
Well, I think it's pathetic that up until 2 years ago you couldn't survive for an hour without having a cigarette, but it doesn't impact my life.
But it doesn't impact my life. You went on about it for years.
No, it doesn't impact my life.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Oh, here we go.
How are you doing, Adrian? How are you doing, Jeremy?
John, you're annoyed. You're triggered.
He's what an idiot. He has a point. What wrong is he doing? And he's not doing nothing wrong. But I can't understand it, Adrian. Like, I never wore a mask with all this COVID shit. My family didn't wear masks. And we're still here to tell the tale. I don't believe in them. I never did believe in them.
Hang on, what do you mean you don't believe them in? It's not a religion, like that you have to believe it or not believe it. What do you mean you don't believe them? What do you mean they exist? So you have to be, look, I have one in my hand.
What I'm saying is, do you remember when you weren't allowed into a supermarket or you weren't allowed in here or here without a face mask? That was total bollocks, I think, anyway.
Yeah, but that shouldn't have been happening. Yeah, we've moved on now. We've moved on, and now it's...
But you should move on too. No, that's my point.
So can I sit beside you and sneeze over your face when you're on a plane or something?
Well, no, nobody does that, Jeremy. Don't be so. No, nobody does that. But what I'm saying is, like, why haven't you moved on?
Why haven't you moved on? Up until 2020, you would never have worn a face mask for love nor money, yeah? And now you get on a plane to London, an hour-long flight.
But I was always conscious, as you know, Adrian. I'm a very germ-conscious person.
And that's fine.
I won't even sit on the toilet. Like, John, when you're sitting on the toilet seat in a shopping centre, will you put toilet roll down on the seat before putting your bum on it?
Of course I did. Why would you do that? I actually try not to even go in public because I hate public toilets.
I know, but why wouldn't you just sit in the toilet seat?
Somebody else was there before me.
I may well have pissed on the bloody thing.
Okay, so you're a bit conscious. Yes. You're a bit conscious of germs. I mean, germs do exist. Or are you going to say you don't believe
in germs? No, I understand that, Jeremy. But like, what I'm saying to you is, I think the mask actually makes creates problems more than nothing else. I'll never forget my son, he was working on Dun Stores at the time, and he was wearing that 24/7. You want to see the state of his face? I'm not messing with you. Well, he'd fucking cold sores and everything. Okay, absolute stupidness.
Okay,
you know,
face masks
are like...
Okay, in the job that my wife does, John... And she's been doing for the last 20 odd years of her life. She's in the medical profession, so she has to wear a face mask all day.
No, that stands to reason.
Hang on a second. No, it's never bothered her. She doesn't come home looking like a pizza face with her face in bits or anything like that. So to say that face masks ruin your face, they actually don't. She comes home perfectly fine.
Okay, but again, this is getting away from the issue. I was on a plane the other day, and one of the passengers on the plane looked, because I couldn't see, looked elderly, yeah, and was wearing a face mask, and I have no issue with that at all, really, okay?
Yeah.
You're young, fit and healthy. It's not a bother on you. You didn't have the flu, and you still wore a bloody face mask.
Nothing to do. I didn't wear the face mask because of COVID. COVID didn't even come into my mind. That's not why I wore it.
Okay, so Aer Lingus pay a fortune on an air conditioning unit on the airplane that filtrates the bloody air within an inch of its life, and you're not happy with that.
My question is to you, John. Are you that much of a snowflake that you're bothered by someone else wearing a mask? Are you a snowflake?
I just can't understand it, Jeremy.
You're very angry about someone wearing...
kids looking at you wearing face masks.
No, my kids, our kids aren't with us. But no, I'm asking you a question. Why are you offended by why are you offended by someone else wearing a face mask?
You just look like an idiot, and you won't even tell me why you've done it, but you'll get up to yourself if you want to tell us or not. But the fact of the matter is, what are you afraid of?
He won't answer the question.
We've been through this shithead pandemic, and nothing happened to anybody. Well, some people died, they did die. But what I'm saying to you, it's nothing happened to you, Jeremy. You're still here. You actually think wearing a face mask is going to make a blind bit of a difference now? Come on now, get your shit together.
Let me ask you a question. We're in flu season at the moment, and half the people I know are dying with the flu and sneezing.
Dying
is an expression. I'm dying with the flu. It's an expression. They're not actually dying. Yeah. How do people contract the flu? They contract it to other people sneezing, to touching things. So you're saying a face mask may make a blind bit of difference. Obviously it does. If you knew anything. Now, John, I know you're not the most intelligent person alive, but if you...
you're the one wearing the fucking face mask.
Do you have medical qualifications?
I don't, but here's the thing. If you're going to get the flu, you're going to get the flu. You're going to get COVID, you're going to get COVID. I always believed in that, Jeremy, and I always said that to you on the show when it was happening.
We're not talking about COVID. Let's not even mention the C word. Why do people... Why do people cover their nose and their mouth when they sneeze and cough beside you? Why do they do
that? It's a bit of respect.
It's not respect.
Of course it is.
It's not nice
to sneeze all over the fuck over anybody.
Why isn't it? It causes no harm, according to
you. You sneezed over me, I'd give you a dig in the fucking head. Honestly.
Snowflake. There you go, snowflake.
No, but you shouldn't be sneezing all over people. Keep that shit to yourself. But what I'm saying is...
According to you, you think...
Face mask is going to make a blind bit of a difference. It's not. It's not. And it's been proven that it's not.
Dr. John. So which would you prefer? If I was sitting beside you on a plane, would you prefer me to sneeze at you with or would it... Let me answer the question. If I was sitting beside you on the plane, John, would you prefer me to sneeze at you wearing a face mask or not wearing a face mask? If you have the choice of two, now I know this is a difficult question. It's a 50-50 question you can answer, John. I'm making it simple for you. Would you prefer I sneezed at you with or without a face mask?
At me. Where are you going with this? Nobody sneezes at anybody.
It's a 50-50 question.
Cover
your bloody mouth, as we've already discussed.
Yes.
I don't want to cover my mouth.
Okay, John, let me ask you, with the exception perhaps of somebody who is elderly or very vulnerable to infection, what is your view?
Sorry, hang on a sec. Shut up.
That's the second time you told me to shut up. Stop doing it.
Everybody.
No, I'm not going to shut up.
Everybody.
They told me to shut up and I just wouldn't shut up.
It's me, one person. Sorry, by the way.
Yeah.
Everybody is vulnerable to infection.
Yeah.
Sorry, have you never had the cold?
Some people have weaker immune systems and can't fight it as well as others.
John couldn't answer a simple question.
Simple question is cover your fucking mouth and show a bit of manners.
And have a bit of respect.
No
need for the mask.
It's the exact same thing as putting your hand in your mouth.
Here's the thing.
You're walking around like a nappy on your face, you muppet. Get your shit together.
Jeremy, you weren't even sick. There was nothing wrong with you.
But again, how is it affecting your life?
Snowflake.
Oh, it's not. It's affecting my life looking at you as being an idiot.
So the only
thinking.
The only snowflake here is John, who's literally, again, you don't see the irony because you're too thick, John. You're offended. You're literally...
You're the one wearing the face mask, you idiot.
You're and you're offended by it, you absolute...
Okay.
I'm offended by how much of an idiot you are.
Let me stay there for a second. Let me bring in Kira. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Kira?
Hi, guys. How are you?
I'm good. Kira, you don't sound the best.
No, that's why I'm on.
Why are you not in the best?
Because I've got COVID for the fifth time.
Oh, fifth time?
Yeah, and I'm bloody raging with myself that I didn't wear a mask the day I caught it.
Man, do you know what day you caught it?
I'm pretty sure it's the 21st of December because I was finishing off.
Oh, you have it? You have it that long?
Yeah, I usually do get that long. I'm day 20 now, yeah.
Right, okay. And so what are you saying, that you wish you'd gone out wearing a mask that day?
Yeah, I'm bloody raging with myself that I didn't wear. And I even said to my daughter at the time, I went with my daughter, I was like, do you think I should wear a mask? And I'll be grand. And now look, I tested positive on Stephen's Day.
So let me ask you then, do you think we should all be wearing masks if we're in...
Nobody is suggesting. Why are you trying to dramatise?
Kira's after saying she wishes she was wearing a mask.
That, but and yeah, sorry, she's not saying, not once. Kira's been on the line 3 minutes, okay? Not once has she said, I demand everybody wear a mask.
I'm asking her a question.
No, you don't have to answer that question here. She is talking about personal choice. She said, I wish I...
Okay, but I want to ask another question now. Shut up. Kira, do you think we should be more conscious? Do you think we should be more conscious of wearing masks? You wish you had worn one.
Look, as Jeremy just said, I'm only speaking for myself. I'm annoyed at myself because I should have worn one because I'm in the high risk category because I'm immune suppressed. So.
Okay, so you feel you let your guard down a bit.
Yeah, and I'm bloody annoyed at myself for doing it. But like, if Jeremy wants to wear a mask, who cares? Sometimes I wear wigs. Like, are you going to look at me strange if you walk past me in the street and I'm wearing one of my wigs? And I only wear them just because I like them and I think they're fun.
Right, okay, sure. You probably, nobody would even know. But when you hear somebody like John, who's triggered by the fact that Jeremy wore a mask on an airplane the other day.
On a flight that John wasn't even... I mean, John, were you on that flight beside me?
Didn't have to be. I seen you there in the studio. You look like an absolute idiot. And as Adrian says, there's nothing actually wrong with you. That's the shocking part about it.
Nothing.
That girl is sick.
Okay,
and her immune system is compromised, so she's sorry that she didn't wear one. And I can understand where she's coming from,
Jeremy,
but I can't understand where you're coming from.
Okay, I'll satisfy your curiosity in a minute, and I'll tell you why I was wearing one and why for.
Thank God for that.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you in a second. You're dying to know, aren't you? It's very simple.
I'd love to know.
So what's the difference between me and Kira?
Kira's
immune system is compromised, she said.
She's immunocompromised. You aren't sick. You aren't immunocompromised.
Yeah, but if Jeremy wants to wear one, he can wear one. Like, that's where we're at the moment. It's a personal choice.
And you've had COVID in the past, Jeremy. It didn't kill you, did it?
No, this is not about COVID, for God's sake.
What's it about?
Sorry, again, are you listening? Hello, McFly. Are you listening? I've been literally...
it's because he has a face on your mother could love. That's why he has a mask.
No, I'll tell you why it was. It was because at the airport, my wife actually took them out of the pocket and she says, we should put these on the flight when we're queuing up. I said, yeah, we're actually... Because she says, we're Jesus Christ. Because we're after spending a fair bit of money on this trip, and it'd be a shame if we end up... Again, the word COVID wasn't mentioned. I have mentioned the word COVID.
Oh, please tell me she didn't. She didn't. You don't end up sick. Is that what you're going to say?
I said you because it's only an hour-long flight. What difference would it make?
So you wore the mask so you didn't get sick.
Well, a member of my family was away for Christmas, okay, and was on a 2.5-hour flight and ended up sick for the whole week while away on Christmas.
Shit happens.
I know, but if you shit can happen. Why do you wear a seatbelt when you're in your car? On the off chance.
No, because the law tells me to.
Okay, you still wear one. Have you ever been in a car crash, Aiton, where you went through the windscreen?
No.
No, what's the chances that you will be?
Hopefully none.
Yeah.
Very high. Very fucking high.
Well, I don't know what fucking, well, I don't know what fucking my use are. Well,
the way the people drive in Ireland, very high.
The point is, we do things throughout our life, John. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, we know prevention is better than cure. I get that, Jeremy.
To minimise risk, and the point that my wife made, which was very sensible, was she said, it'd be a shame if we went all the way on holidays after paying this money and we were sick for the whole week and we had a shit holiday for the sake of putting the mask on. And I said, you know what, Sue, you're actually right, wear the mask. And you know what, John?
It didn't, I'm actually scared of you, honestly.
I'm scared of you as well, I have to be honest.
If my missus had a turn around and said the same thing to me, I would have broke me bollocks laughing at her,
Hang on, you tell your missus what to wear in the night out and who she can have as friends, so that doesn't come as any surprise.
I give her my input and she likes it, you know.
We're getting off the point here. 0858252626 is our WhatsApp number if you would like to get involved in this conversation. What do you think of people who still wear masks? And like I said, I was on a plane myself the other day and there were a number of people wearing masks, but most of them were very elderly.
When you see someone going by on an e-scooter or a bicycle and they're wearing a helmet, do you get triggered by that? When you see a fucking idiot on an e-scooter?
No, because the law tells him he has to.
No, not for e-scooters, it doesn't. There's no law for e-scooters. So when you see someone wearing a helmet on an e-scooter, do you laugh at them and go, ha-ha? No, why not?
Keith has been on to us.
Just a quick one there, lads, before I run back in here. Does Jeremy clean his face after taking his mask off? I bet he doesn't. So that goes against his whole logic of trying to keep it safe. So he would wear that mask, he'd be coughing and sneezing into it. And he'd take it off and he'd go home to his kids and he'd be probably give them a kiss on the cheek or whatever. And he's not cleaning them germs off. So the logic of it, if he's not cleaning himself after taking it off, it's just the logic is wrong.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Robert, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robert?
How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Robert. What's your feeling on this conversation that we're having about people who still wear face masks in various scenarios?
That's not the conversation, by the way. Robert, don't answer that question, because that is not the conversation. It's been twisted here.
What's the conversation?
The conversation is about how people are judging people for continuing to wear masks.
Then we'll ask the question again. What is your opinion on people who judge people for wearing face masks still?
First off, I'm still perplexed as to why people, it bothers people who don't, if you don't want to wear it, don't wear it. You know, get caught. And I said this in your podcast, you know, back in the height of it. If you don't want to wear it, catch COVID, fuck off and die. I don't care anymore. If you want to wear it, feel free to wear it. People say they've been proven not to walk. That's bollocks. They've been proven to walk, without a doubt. You know, even if they offer even 1% protection or even a 1% chance lower of you spreading it or catching it, then surely it's worth it.
Okay, but let me ask you: if you were getting on a plane this week, would you be wearing a face mask?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't. It wouldn't be my first thought.
So you wouldn't.
If the airplane company. Said to me, we would recommend you wear a mask.
Which none of them are doing now.
If I had one, then I would wear one.
Okay, but none of the airlines are doing that now. Since gone. So there is no obligation on you to wear one. It's a choice thing. I'm asking you again, if you were getting on a plane this week, would you wear a face mask?
No. I wouldn't instantly go to it. Like, you know, I'm not against wearing them. Like, I wore them. I wear them if required. But generally speaking, pretty much ever since the, you know, main part of the lockdown and the mandate was lifted, I haven't been wearing one.
And you and me both.
And again, when I was packing my bags to go away, I didn't pack a face mask. It was the last thing I'm on. I was away a couple of months ago on my own and didn't wear a mask on the flight. But it was my wife that reminded me and said, "Here, listen, what harm can it do?" And I said, "You know what? You're right. I'd hate to be bone. Nobody likes having the flu." Again, not talking about COVID. Nobody likes having the flu. Nobody likes being bunged up for a week and having to take Sudafed and all that and the rotten feeling. So if you can do just a small little thing to prevent yourself getting sick, okay, getting a head cold. I hate fucking head colds.
Just don't go out.
Stay
at home. Don't get on the airplane.
That's not practical.
Adrian, that's just a fucking stupid reasoning.
Yeah, exactly. My point is,
Do you not worry then, Robert, about getting a head cold or a flu?
Well, nobody wants a head cold.
I'm not saying that. You know, I don't worry about it because I don't want one. But I don't. You know, if you get it, you get it. Now, obviously, you know,
and I view it the exact same.
Does it bother you that Jeremy wore a mask?
I just think it's pathetic, to be quite
even
honest.
Even though he wasn't on the flight.
Okay, sorry, Jeremy. I need to know why he thinks it's pathetic.
What impact on your life does that have? It didn't have any impact on my life.
Well, why the fuck do you care?
Because he told me about it. I wouldn't have known, only he told me about it the other day.
Okay, he told me about it.
My point is...
I've heard many things you don't care about.
My point is that he wasn't sick. He hasn't been sick.
What?
He's not immunocompromised, and he was in London for a few days.
So what, though?
Do you use public transport at all, Adrian?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, have you ever seen people getting on the, like, you know, I see an awful lot of Asian people getting on the buses and all, and they often wear masks.
Yeah, I agree.
Do you turn around, do you look at them and say, fucking Egypt?
No, but should I ask him the question about people on e-scooters not wearing helmets, and would he laugh at them, and he couldn't even answer? He was stuttering, No, you're literally
stupid comparison.
No, what? You stuttered all over the answer. You couldn't answer the question.
Like I said, if I thought that you had COVID or the flu or whatever.
Why are you mentioning COVID?
No,
if you had an infection. Why are you mentioning COVID?
If you had an infection of any type, then I would understand why you wore the mask.
Well, there were people on the flight. On the flight over to Gatwick, there were people coughing and spluttering not a million miles away from us. Now, I doubt it was COVID. It was probably just a cough or something like that. I didn't want that. I didn't want my holiday ruined by not being. There's nothing. Have you ever been on a holiday and been sick for the holiday?
Yes, it was.
Isn't it a pain in the hole?
Absolutely, yeah.
You come home from the holidays after doing absolutely nothing but spending the time in your room.
Yep.
You're after spending a couple of grand and you've wasted the whole time. There's nothing worse.
Absolutely.
So you should be praising me, if anything, for taking a proactive step in not getting sick. You're actually, if you think about it, you're all actually laughing at someone who doesn't want to get sick. That's how pathetic it is.
Before 2020, Robert, before 2020, Jeremy, you wouldn't have wore. In fact, you were that soldier who was laughing at people wearing them.
Before 1988, nobody wore a seatbelt in a car. Times move on. We're more aware of germs now than ever before. I mean, you have Dr. John there who doesn't even believe that, doesn't even know what particles are. Doesn't even realise particles. John, do you know what particles?
Go on.
Jeremy, I'm well aware of what particles are. And here's another one for you. You do know you have an immune system, don't you, Jeremy?
Absolutely, yeah.
And yours is working quite well.
Now, and here's the thing, yes. Now, mine is working quite well as well because a couple of weeks ago there, the whole house was sick. Everybody. I mean, sick, shitting themselves the whole lot. And you have to accept your fate because you're either going to get it or you don't. And I didn't.
Okay, you heard Kira there a couple of minutes ago saying, I wish I'd worn a face mask a few weeks ago. I don't want to be sick. Do you not wish that you'd worn one so that your whole family didn't get sick?
No, because it was the young one that came in from school where she was struck down first. And then the son got it, and then the missus got it. But what I'm saying to you is, what I'm saying to you is, you cannot control what's going to happen. One of your cadets could be out in school today.
Yeah, okay.
And they're going to come home, and they're going to put the flu through the whole house.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
You know, there's nothing you can do about that.
Okay, but you can, Okay, John, you can, it's like talking to a two-year-old here. No, it's actually not. My two-year-old understands better.
You're the one wearing the mask. Come on.
Okay, John. Supposing you had a head cold right now, yeah? Okay, you had a head cold, yeah? And your sister was after giving birth at Christmas time and said, "How are you, Uncle John, I want to bring your niece over to visit you today. She wants to see you. Brand new baby. Can I bring her over? You can hold her and you can give her a little hug and a kiss." Now, you have a head cold.
If I have a flu, I wouldn't be around kids.
Oh, why not, though? Why not? It's only a head cold.
We're talking about you being a healthy guy.
Why would you?
Well, you're a healthy guy wearing a face mask. You're an idiot.
That's all you can come out with. Why would you not want the baby beside you?
You don't want to give an illness.
Get your shit together. What are you afraid of?
I didn't
a
say
cold and a flu.
No, if you
fucking idiot.
Again,
do you know how soupy you sound?
But again, if you were listening literally 2 minutes ago, you would say, "I'm not afraid of anything. I just didn't want to be sick in a hotel room."
The missus says we could get a flu on the way on the airplane.
You get no sense, John. You get no, or Robert.
John, just say, like, you know, you're saying, like, you know, a healthy guy wearing a mask, right? Okay, I can understand that viewpoint. But have you ever in your life taken a preventative medicine, like, you know, a shot of any type ever? A flu shot, a tablet, whatever.
I've taken tablets when I was sick at that time. Yeah, I've taken tablets.
Who hasn't? But your immune system will deal with it, though.
Sorry?
Your immune system will deal with it.
Oh, well, no, it did. That's what you have. A tablet is only helping you. You know that, don't you? I'm sure you know that. It only helps you. It doesn't do anything for you. It helps you. You know, that's what it does. Any medication will only help you.
Have you ever used sunscreen?
I have in the past. Yes, of course you have.
Yeah, using sunscreen is no different than using a mask.
Oh, it is. It's 100% because you can't see the sunscreen. If you put it on lightly, if you spray it,
the fact you can see it, but I'm saying the face mask.
Hold on, but Robert, think about this. He's wearing a face mask for an hour flight, half an hour flight. There's nothing wrong with him. There's not one thing wrong with him. If he wasn't well, I'd say I don't understand the point. But can you vouch
for everyone else around him that they're well?
We're not talking about anybody else but him. We're talking about him. What he's done.
He's wearing as a preventative measure. On the off chance,
from what? You see, this is the thing. The whole world would be fucked if we all went around and thinking the way Jeremy thinks. Oh, what if this? What if that? What if this? You can't be fucking living like that, Robert.
Well, again, John, you wear a seatbelt. Why do you wear a seatbelt when you're in your car? Why do you wear a seatbelt when you're in your car, John?
Because it's a fucking law.
No, I would never wear a seatbelt.
Before they clamped down on seatbelts, I hated wearing a seatbelt.
Yeah.
I did. Of course, and I always used my phone. I used to have a beer when I was driving, but I told you that before. I can't do it anymore.
Okay, do you ask?
I can't do it anymore.
Do you ask your children?
Because it's a fucking law.
Do you ask your children to wear seatbelts when they're in the car with you?
I do, because it's the law.
You only wear a seatbelt because it's the law. So you think seatbelts don't work?
The seatbelts are designed to keep you in the car, as Jeremy said, to keep you going through the windscreen. You know, that's the firm belief, and they want to keep you in the car. But do they work? Well, of course they do. Yes.
Okay.
You're not just saying there at the start of your argument that these masks work. Well, I'll tell you one thing. My mother wears masks. She's been wearing them like Jeremy here, on a continuous basis. But she's still the flu at the moment. So I was only speaking for you earlier on.
The mask didn't work, Robert.
That's what my point is. She's still got the flu.
Can you show me where on these masks that says offers 100% guaranteed protection?
No, but you said it. Oh, they're great and they're just. They're not worth the bollocks.
I never once made the claim.
They work. 100%. Well, if you ask me, they fucking don't. They don't work.
That's your opinion. Don't wear one then.
Well, it's not my opinion. It's what happens. I'm telling you the truth. So Jeremy here, we have Jeremy going on a half an hour flight with his missus, and he wants to wear a mask. Like an idiot that he is, because he fears he's going to get something before he goes away on holiday. Like we're Jeremy here, the likes of it.
Sorry, Jeremy, did you get sick on the flight?
No, I had a lovely time on holidays because I wasn't sick at all. I didn't pick up.
If I said that was because of the mask, could you prove me wrong?
Sorry, I'm talking to John.
If let's say there was something floating around the airline and that mask stopped you from getting it. Could somebody make the claim? No, it didn't. There was nothing.
John would think that wearing a G-string over your mouth would give you as much protection as
exactly. You look like you're stupid as well.
Some of those cheaper masks. I bought some of them online. They're literally bits of fabric. Because they were themed for things that I like. But as the hypothetical question you tried to ask John earlier on, if somebody was going to cough in your face, it's going to happen. No one's turning away. This is going to happen. Would you prefer the head mask on or off?
Well, if they were going to cough into my face, of course. I'd rather them put the cough somewhere else, to be honest. But if they're going to cough into your face, it's going into your face,
guaranteed, no matter what. Unfortunately, the situation you're in now, it's unavoidable. Would you prefer mask? No mask.
Well, I'd have to say mask, obviously, if they're going to cough into my face.
You've just proved
it. Who the fuck is going to cough into your face, Robert? You idiot.
It's a hypothetical situation, John.
Hypothetical. It's hypothetical that this asshole's wearing a mask on a plane when he's all right.
No, that was actually fact.
Stay there.
Get the fuck out of here, lads. Come on now.
You are literally, John, you are literally the biggest snowflake I've ever heard on this show. You're literally,
you are an idiot. You think. Biggest. I feel sorry for you, Jeremy. Okay. I feel sorry for you. I really do. And I tell you what, the reason why I feel sorry for you is you're afraid of nothing. There's nothing there in front of you. And you're one of these idiots that think, oh, but I'm wearing a face mask, so I could get a
flu. It was one of the things that I said at the start of COVID, or during COVID, that people and kids and adults were going to become afraid of their own shadow as a result of the pandemic.
And this is what happens. Look at him now. Look at this clown.
Jeremy, you would never, 4 years ago, have worn a mask on an airplane. You just said, I'd be grand.
No, I wouldn't, but I was always germ conscious. I hate touching toilet doors as well.
So does everybody.
Okay, but John, would you go on to the Lewis later on now, yeah? I know you're busy at work, but if you're on the Lewis later on, would you lick the handrail on the Lewis?
Who's going to do that?
Well, let me ask you a question.
Well, first of all, I don't do public transport and I never did. Now, the fact of the matter is, why the fuck would anybody? I've seen the kids doing it. Remember the videos? Yeah. And I was wondering, what the fuck are these at? You see, now, I don't know why they were at it, but look, everybody's their own. If they want to lick handrails, why would you do that, Jeremy? Please tell me that.
No,
why would anybody do that?
You wouldn't.
No, but if I said, John,
of course we wouldn't.
Why wouldn't you, though? Because of a thing called germs. Yeah? So you believe.
Because every bastard's hands are not to be on the fucking yoke.
Yes, Jeremy, every bastard's hands.
So at least you believe that germs exist. At least that is something.
Of course they exist. But you have to build your immune system up as well to deal with.
Okay,
well, I want to say something to you, and it's very important. I was one of these people that didn't go out and get a vaccine. My missus and my kids, I didn't believe them. I still didn't believe them. And I still don't.
You were too
hero. I'm not getting into that. Saying is,
you're like Michael Collins.
My kids are still here to tell the tale. Like, remember everybody was, oh, you got to get a vaccine. It's going to save your life.
I never mentioned the vaccine.
This is what I'm saying. Why are you so afraid? You can walk out and get a bag of a bus after this show.
Again.
There's no way you can help.
Again, I never said I'm afraid. All I said was, what part of this, I'm going to say this slower for you, John, so you can, I'll use finger puppets if you need me to. All I said was, I didn't want to be sick in a hotel room on holidays. I wanted to be able to enjoy my holiday.
Are you going to live your life like this, Jeremy?
How did it fucking affect you? You weren't even on the flight. You weren't even in the
airplane. This is fucking
His point is, how are you going to live your life like this, being afraid of your own shadow?
I'm not afraid of anything.
Thank you, sir.
Nobody knowingly wants to get sick. Okay? Nobody does,
but you can't prevent it either, lunatic. And even wearing a nappy on your face is not going to prevent it.
You can't prevent it, but you can make it.
Fucking hell.
Okay, even before COVID or whatever came along, if there was times when my wife had a head cold, I wouldn't kiss her on the lips. I'm sure it's the same in your house.
Yeah. Oh, you're a fucking idiot.
Oh, fucking hell. Jesus Christ.
Look, you have me smoking. I was trying to give... Do you know what the thing is, Jeremy, you? See, here's the thing. Are you the one there now that when your kids come in sick and your missus comes in and you stay up in the spare room? Well, I'm not going there. She has the flu. Are you one of them? Probably.
John, stay there for a second. I want to bring in Eddie on this.
I actually find myself agreeing with Germany here. So here's the scenario. There's a Ryanair plane, and Jeremy's going away on holiday with his best mate there, John. Doctor by day, delivery driver by night. And there's someone with a flu on the plane and a coughing and spluttering. And John doesn't have a mask, and Jeremy does. So Jeremy is more protected from those particles than John. So I agree with the fact that prevention is better than cure.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Tracy has been in touch with us.
Hi, lad. Sorry I can't come on. Why is John getting his knickers in such a twist because someone wants to wear a mask? If someone wants to wear a mask, they want to wear a mask. It's their business. It's no one else's business. If I was getting on a plane now, personally, I wouldn't wear one. If I was told I had to, I would. But I wouldn't. But that's just their business. I think people find it so strange because during COVID, people had to wear them and now we don't have to wear them. And I think as well, maybe people might get a little bit scared when they see someone with a mask on in a public place because they probably think they have something. But they're just protecting them and that's it. But in some places now, you actually have to wear masks. My mum and dad only came back from Lanzarote last night. But I seen on one of the Facebook pages from one of the pubs, Bar 67, and they had put up that in the pharmacies, and the hospitals and the GPs over there now, you have to wear a mask. They're bringing it back in. So look, let people wear the mask if they want it. If they don't want to wear it, that's fine. Just mind your own business and shut up.
All right, Tracy, thanks very much indeed.
Pauline has been on to, she says, this is hilarious. I'm sitting outside the school and it looks as though I'm laughing to myself. I don't think it was meant to be hilarious, Pauline.
That wasn't the plan.
No, it's supposed to be a serious conversation.
Doreen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Doreen?
Hi, Adrian.
Now, Doreen, what did you want to say on this?
Well, I don't like wearing the masks. And even during COVID, now I did wear them when I had to. But I don't like wearing them. If you want to wear one, wear one. But I, honest to God, don't think they make a blind bit of difference. Because as I said, and I commented there, I know exactly where I got this from. And it was from my daughter. She was sick for 2 weeks with it. She works in a hospital. And she has to wear the really strong masks in there, the duck faces, I call them. And she wears them all the time. You know, she wouldn't be allowed in without them. And she got it. And she was only getting over it. She's actually away on holidays at the moment in Gran Canaria. And I, as she was flying out, I said, thanks very much, love. This is what you left me with. So about 2 days after Christmas, I got it. And literally up to today, it was my first day. I went for a bit of a walk there with my husband a few minutes ago. Went for about an hour-long walk. And just not fast walking, but I felt it because I haven't been out in 2 weeks. I was that sick.
So the point being that your daughter was wearing a surgical grade mask at work,
yes,
and she still contracted disease, and you weren't going to wear a mask around your own daughter, but you still got it anyway. You sorry you didn't wear a mask around her?
No, because she was in our bedroom most of the time. She's very hygienic, obviously, because she works in a hospital. And then when she did come down, we had another sitting room. It's an extension at the back. And she'd be in there, and she was nowhere near us. Absolutely nowhere near us. And very, like, hand hygiene, the whole lot, even down to tissues. She had nappy sex from no babies.
No, you, but nobody, it's the same way. Nobody knows how you pick up a head cold. Like, you know when you get a head cold.
Well, this was more than a head cold.
I know, but I'm just saying, no, but it's all transmitted in the same way. You know when you get a head cold, you go, Jesus, how did I get that head cold? Where was I?
Well, I haven't been out, Jeremy, to be honest with you. I had all my Christmas shopping in from November. I don't go out, like, socialising. I mean, drinking or anything like that. We just don't go to the pub, myself and the husband. So I hadn't been anywhere. So that's how I know exactly where I got it. And on top of that then, on New Year's Day, it was getting to the stage where I knew that it wasn't only the flu. It was a sinus infection because my face was all swollen and I had the nasal drip. And I had to go online to an online doctor and get a prescription from him and get it delivered to a pharmacy for the day after New Year's Day.
But you were saying there at the start that you were saying you don't believe masks work and that's an opinion. That's not a fact-based opinion. It's an opinion.
Yeah. Well,
Well, no, it's not fact. Because if you look at any videos, and there's been many videos put online on this, tonight, you can do a little test, a very easy test to do. You go into a dark room, okay, into a very dark room in your house.
Oh, I've done this myself.
And turn on a flashlight and sneeze in front of the flashlight. You sneeze and you'll see all the particles coming out, the residuals or whatever they are.
Now I have a little dog and he was going around sneezing before.
Now, you do that same thing with a mask on and you won't see those particles the same.
Yeah.
So obviously it is, I'm not sure of it, I'm not here to promote masks or whatever, but they have to do some protection. And in the same way, Adrian, does putting your hand over your mouth when you're coughing, does that give any protection?
Well, you're not supposed to put your hand, it's your elbow.
It's your elbow. Your elbow. Yeah, does it give any protection?
Yes, of course it does, yeah.
So it's the exact same thing, you're creating a barrier. That's all you're doing, you're putting a barrier in front of your mouth.
Yeah, but you're not going to walk around with your elbow wrapped around your face all day, are you?
No, but it's a barrier. So
let me ask you then, Doreen. You've been quite sick over the last while. Will that make you think of wearing a mask, say, on an aeroplane or whatever in the future? No,
no, no, no.
Regardless.
No, I was in Lanzarote in October, and be lovely flight over, lovely flight back, and I didn't pick anything up.
And me. And I'm just back from Lanzarote as well.
Yes.
The exact same.
And I had a ball over there. And no, I wasn't sick. And thank God I got through Christmas Day and Stephen's Day without being sick. But by God, when I woke up the day after Stephen's Day,
you were in heat.
God, I've never been, oh God, Jesus, the times have been some people that are rolling over me.
But it's still not going to make you wear a mask on a plane next week.
No.
All right, so
No.
Stay there for one second. Jeremy's going to be wearing two on the next
flight. Nobody is saying that she should, by the way.
No, I know, but you, if you're going to Lanzarote now, You'll be wearing two, will you?
Yeah, doubling up, yeah.
Yep, yep. Okay, let me just squeeze in one final call, and that's you, Laura. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Laura?
Yeah, I'm grand, yeah. I don't have any issues with people wearing masks. Like, no, I've asked it, and, like, I was wearing one during the lockdown when they were, like, you had to wear one. I wear glasses, so I found it annoying with breathing and the...
steaming up and all that, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, I wouldn't judge anybody for wearing a mask. Like, that's just my opinion anyway. Like,
do you not find it a bit strange? I mean, I don't look twice if the person is elderly or whatever.
If somebody had a cold or whatever and they had the mask on, you can kind of see that way because they don't want to sneeze.
And I think that's not bad, yeah.
In China, they wear a mask, and if they're sick, they wear it so they wouldn't spread germs. I see in that perspective... of preventing getting
else sick. Well, now, to be honest with you, anytime I see somebody younger wearing a mask now, I think to myself, they have COVID or they have the flu and they don't want to spread it. I think that's the reason they're doing it.
The only thing with a mask for me, because I've asked, but I find sometimes wearing a mask, I find it hard to breathe in it.
Mm.
That's the other thing as well, but I wouldn't judge anybody wearing a mask. That's the only thing that...
And that's all this conversation was about, Laura. It was about the fact that I was judged.
Yeah, like, at the end of the day, people have their own choices. Like, it's not, like, compulsory to wear one. Like, the way the COVID vaccine is not that compulsory now. I didn't agree with the whole compulsory thing of getting it because I believe it's for people that, like, have, like, asthma or that are elderly or, like, have an illness. It shouldn't have been, like, compulsory, like, for everybody to get it because I didn't think that was right. But that's, you know, everybody has their choice. If they want to wear a mask or want to get the flu vaccine or whatever, that's their choice. They have their own choice. I wouldn't judge anybody on what they want to do. If they want to keep safe by wearing a mask, or that's...
And let me ask you then, if you were getting on a plane to London or to Lanzarote, would you wear a mask?
Well, I went to Rome there in August and didn't wear a mask.
No, and most people on the plane aren't.
No, well, I know I've asked it, but, like, I've had that thing that the girl was saying there on the phone. Like, I had that kind of thing with my lungs. I had to get steroids and stuff. Well, I got that kind of thing that's going around, so I'm grand now, thankfully. But I think my immune system can pretty much fight it off. But at the time,
regardless, you still won't wear a mask on an aeroplane. You're not worried about getting sick your whole holiday being ruined because that was Jeremy's reason.
If I get it, but that's my choice in that matter. If I get that,
and again, I've made that quite clear. I'm not afraid of getting it. I just don't.
But, like, I'm on public transport every day. I go into a coffee shop every day. I go shopping every day. I'm with people every day, friends, etc. Like, I could get it from friends. I could get it anywhere. So the only plane you can get it, be talking to a friend, they could have it that they don't know they have it, such a thing.
So, okay, but it knows the answer. So, Jeremy, I have one final question before I play a few more messages. And the final question is, will you wear a face mask the next time you're on an airplane?
So will I wear a face mask the next time I'm on a plane? I couldn't tell you. But again, would you get upset?
I'm not upset.
Would you get upset if someone was sitting beside you in the next row on the plane not wearing a seatbelt?
No.
Exactly. Why?
Sure. I flew all the way home from Lanzarote and I forgot to put my belt on.
Who's this fool, Brian? A photo on the plane or never happened? It's just a topic for argument. This tool of a man. So now you're claiming that I wasn't even on the plane. Hang on, I sent you actually a photograph on the plane, didn't I?
I think you did, yeah.
The other day.
Let me just bring in these messages. This is Dave.
This conversation is so funny. During COVID, we all had the conversation that, you know what, if you want to wear a mask, you should wear a mask and nobody should judge you, blah, blah, blah. And now the amount of people jumping down Jeremy's throat because he wanted to wear a mask. Yeah. He wanted to wear a mask in the height of cold and flu season, going through an airport and sitting on a gigantic aluminium tube. And instead of people saying, you know what, it's your own choice, everybody's talking to him. Like, fucking hypocrites. I never in a million years thought I'd say these words, but leave Jeremy alone. He didn't actually do anything wrong this time.
Okay, Luke has been on to us.
Good afternoon there, lads. Welcome back. I don't really see a big deal with this. You know, I think Jeremy is just playing it safe and, you know, it's his own business if he wants to wear a mask or not. And, yeah, like, what can you do about it? I was over in New York there a good few weeks ago and I was more shocked at the amount of people that actually did wear face masks over there. Like, there was, you know, shop employees that were wearing them. There was just people walking the streets. And, yeah, like, people still wear them regardless of where they are, whether they're in Ireland or even in the States. So, yeah, you know, it's not really that big of a deal, to be honest with you.
All right, and I'm going to leave the final word on this. He's still angry. John, we're going to leave the final word to John. Here we go.
Exactly. Nobody knows, Jeremy. They don't just pick you, Jeremy, you know. They don't pick your name out of a hat. Oh, come on, go down to Jeremy Dixon's house and give him the flu. You know, it just doesn't work. So your masks are never going to work. And that lady's there. She's spot on. She's after saying it. There you go. She's after saying it. Our daughter works in a hospital. Grade A masks. Still didn't work. Come on now. Get your shit together.
That's about the fourth time in this podcast he said, get your shit together.
Brian, who was doubting that I was even on the plane, there's my boarding card if you're watching on Facebook.
Sure, what's that got to do with anything?
Well, he doesn't even believe I was on the flight. Actually, on a completely separate note, well done to Aer Lingus. The plane I flew on was the new Airbus Neo. Have you been on one of them yet?
Lovely, yeah.
Oh, my
yeah,
God, you all have your own screen and all now. You're very impressive. Notch. Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. Well, wear a mask. Did you touch the screen?
On the plane?
On the plane. How could you?
Well, I was very upset with Aer Lingus because on the flight, they have loads of Irish podcasts that you can listen to on the flight. Opinions Matter wasn't on it.
Really?
No. You can't get the Opinions Matter podcast on. Now, in fairness, you'd end up having air rage, wouldn't you?
Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and
Jeremy.
Just
put the mask back on.
Yeah, put the mask back on. Yeah, good man. That's it.
There we go.
There we go.
Hang on. No. I have to be honest now.
What?
I was able to do it on a flight to London, which was like 55 minutes. I don't know if I could do it on a flight to like Los Angeles, 11 hours.
So you're more likely to catch whatever it is you're afraid of catching. Thank you for listening. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. Hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify. And we will catch you on the next Opinions Matter.